You're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
Episode 15 of the Nearly Pod.
That's spelt NILIPod.com.
I'm Nia and I put the knee into Nearly.
And I'm Liv and I put the Lee into Nearly. And don't forget, you can also listen to this podcast on SoundCloud.com and even iTunes.
And welcome to our mini episode that we're recording every other week in between the main ones.
Coming up on this episode, Dan and Phil at a calendar competition.
Keep listening for the code word.
A new feature about YouTube.
Yep, we give you some tips on how to get yourself more YouTube hits and subscribers.
Good news.
Any good news, Liv? We've got some great news again.
And it will be the big bag of random.
We'll chat for 5 minutes about random topics and questions that we pull out of the bag.
But first, what happened with you this week?
It's Phil's birthday from Amazing Phil.
Yes,
so we would like to say happy birthday. I hope you have a great day, even though you're not listening to this probably. But if you are, we'd just like to say a very big happy birthday and we hope you have a great, great, great day.
Love you.
Love you, Phil. Hope you have a great day. We love you.
You're so not old. You're still like 5 at heart.
Yeah, in your heart, you can be as old as you want in your heart. You can be like 2 in your heart. You can just walk around going, light, light. But we've been making some of our own parody versions of our top 100 YouTube videos, haven't we? We thought this would be a fun thing to do, so check them out on our top 100 page of nearlypod.com. So far, we have done the Flying Penguins, Penguin Falls Down, YouTubers React and Try Not to Laugh, and the Yeet Dinosaur.
Next week, we will be playing a fantastic new Instagram game. We don't know anything more about it so far, so this is breaking news.
Breaking free! Oh, and my dad left a comment on a YouTube video that was about socks. He said, nice socks for a joke, but now he keeps getting comments back asking him to send videos of him sniffing socks. Funnily enough, he's not answered those. So our advice to you is, if you see any sock videos, don't watch them. And most of all, definitely do not comment. Save yourself.
Wait, there's videos of people sniffing socks and your dad commented on one.
No!
It was just a sock.
It was a video of a sock.
Yeah, I just thought, oh, nice sock.
And then they were like, oh yeah, do you wear socks then? And he was like, yeah, I wear socks. And he was like, do you have any videos of you wearing socks? And my dad was like, no. And he was like, do you have any videos of you sniffing socks?
Sock fetish.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I've heard about it and I need to like... Is that just me? Do you ever just do that? Like you hear about something really stupid like... and you're like, as much as you don't want to look at it, you want to look at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I saw that in California, someone won the American lottery and the prize was $1.5 billion. That's a huge amount. And Sylvester Stallone said he wanted to enter, but it's worth around 400 million anyway.
Yeah. Liv, have you done that clever maths trick that everyone's been talking about? You know, it works out your shoe size and age.
All right.
Right, okay, I'm gonna get my calculator ready, wait. And you guys can try it at home. So here goes. So what's your shoe size?
6.
Okay, so I have to times that by 5. Okay, plus 50. Times 20 plus 1,015. Take away, what year were you born in?
2002.
So your shoe size is 6 and you are 13.
Yeah! Woohoo! Yay. It's so good. That's clever.
It is.
Indeed. I'm gonna do that to all my friends now.
But yeah. You should be left the number that is your shoe size and then your age. It's clever stuff. Did you like that?
Yes, I did.
Now we are going to talk about making YouTube videos now.
We don't have a jingle for this, so let's play our own YouTube Video of the Week jingle. You get the idea.
YouTube video of the week. YouTube video of the week.
YouTube video of the week. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit about YouTube. We're no experts, but we have learned a lot since we started making videos a few months ago.
We're being asked all the time how to get people to watch your videos and subscribe to your accounts, so here's our tips.
The first thing and most important is put your camera or phone up the right way. Do not film it upright. It's really annoying to watch. Film it sideways so that your video fills the screen. Use a decent camera and keep it still. Most mobile phones have pretty good cameras these days, so you can get little tripods really cheaply. Like, look at this little one. So cute. Falling apart. But it's really cute and small. And it usually doesn't do that, but I think I've just broken it. So maybe invest in a proper one because I think I've just broken it.
It's right, fixed it. But how on earth did you come to do that though? You just like picked up and it went whoop.
But yeah, so you can get little tripods really cheaply these days.
Yeah, and also if you're recording in HD like us, you need to make sure that we have a huge hard drive on your computer. If not, you'll probably need to invest in a portable external hard drive with a USB charge.
Yay.
Need, not charge.
What are you doing?
And also, you need to invest in good lighting. So we have these soft boxes, which are white light, and it's like really good for lighting up and having natural daylight. They are a lot cheaper than you actually think. So that's around £40 for two on eBay, and
yeah,
they're
we got ours
incredible.
£40.
They actually make a difference.
And if your room is bright and has good natural daylight, then make sure that the daylight is shining on you. Like, rather than behind you, yeah.
And when you upload your video to YouTube, try and edit all the bad bits out. Yeah. We use Final Cut Pro on our Mac computer, but iMovie is just as good if you have a Mac or an iPad.
Or an iPhone.
It doesn't matter what video editor you use, as long as you cut out all the rubbish bits.
So do take time to give your YouTube video a catchy title, a good description, and some relevant keywords. All of this helps people find your video and watch it. You can do this by editing your uploaded videos on the video manager page of your YouTube control panel.
For your video title, make sure it's something funny or just anything to do with your video. Don't just have like horses and then have a video of a cow. That's like no sense.
So to make ours, we use Photoshop, but on the App Store for free, you can get PixArt, which is a designy kind of thing, like Photoshop. It's just not got quite as many things and it's a bit harder to use because it's not on the computer and it's a bit small. But this will come up in people's search results, so you need to make it eye-catching.
And now you have recorded your video, edited it, put a thumbnail on, choose a catchy title and uploaded it.
And a description and keywords.
Yeah, description with keywords and stuff. You can try and engage with the people via social media. So to get a bit of a buzz with going with your YouTube videos, you can use things like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter and Tumblr to reach out to your audience. Yeah. And if people do comment on your video, make sure to reply, don't ignore them.
Comment back to show them that you care about your channel. The more comments that there are on your video, the more people will be likely to join in, commenting themselves and watching it right to the end.
And it's nice to have a bit of, you know, viewer interaction and sort of like you'll get more feedback, suggestions and stuff like that, and it'll just be great.
Yeah.
The first 10 seconds of a video is the most important. I would watch the first 10 seconds. If I'm enjoying it, I'll carry on. If I don't like it, I'll click off.
Yeah.
Don't mumble because people won't understand what you're saying. You'll be like, and it's like, what are you saying? So consider setting up some kind of website. Even if it's only a single splash page or a handful of pages, it will help people find you and what you're all about.
Yeah. So make sure that you fill in your Google Plus profile so that viewers can see what you're all about. Put up a nice profile picture, as well. Don't leave it blank because it doesn't look very good.
Yeah,
it doesn't and look people on YouTube like to see who they're watching rather than it just being a face, because it looks more professional if you have a profile picture than if you have a no profile picture.
Yes. And if you want to be really popular, research your topics and only film popular things. Be topical. Or just have fun, as long as you're enjoying what you're filming and people enjoy watching it. And ask this question yourself: would I watch this video?
Remember, quality over quantity. Nobody wants to watch rubbish, so think carefully and plan before you film, edit and upload.
I hope that helps.
Yeah, and we will put all of these tips on our website. That is www.neelypod.com. And in case you want to refer to any of them and get in touch if we can help you at all, our email is info@neelypod.com, and it's so if you need to email us, then feel free. We will be lovely and be hello.
Looking this week then, Nia? Good, bad, happy or sad?
Good, Liv, and mostly happy. We only like happy, feel-good stories, don't we?
Yes. Too right, Nia. So let's have a jingle then. Hurry up, I can't wait to see what's coming up for the news this week.
Turned down the chance to be in the BBC's Strictly Come Dancing because Mez Bez says she's got two left feet. At least she can make a nice sponge cake though.
JK Rowling has told fans that when she finished writing her very last Harry Potter book, she celebrated by trashing her hotel room. She wrote some graffiti on an expensive statue.
In her room.
In her room.
In her room.
In her room.
Aw, that's a bit mean.
Yes.
And while we're talking about JK Rowling, did you know that she has just bought a rather lovely yacht that was once owned by Johnny Depp? It cost her £22 million.
Whoa. The revamp of Top Gear shows continuing to go all wrong. First, executive producer Lisa Clark has decided to leave, and now Formula One racing driver David Coulthard has snubbed the show and says that he doesn't want to play the role as the co-presenter.
X-Men actor Nicholas Hoult has been spotted talking with his long-term ex-girlfriend, Hunger Games star Jennifer Lawrence, at the Golden Globe Awards.
J-Law's co-star Liam Hemsworth has also been seen at the Golden Globes. He was spotted having a bit of a passion with Miley Cyrus. They were kissing and holding hands.
David and Victoria Beckham have been called neighbours from hell because they are having a huge renovation work done on their house, including a new room for hairdressing and manicures.
Presumably that's for Victoria, not David. Or maybe both of them.
Hmm.
Did you know that juicing is so 2015 and the thing for 2016 is souping? Making soup, that is. So get healthy and get souping.
Souping.
My dad used to make soup.
My parents make soup all the time. Man flu is a real thing, like an actual thing. Boffin scientists have found out that the flu virus does often tend to hit men harder than women, and this is all to do with the lack of estrogen in men. Good luck there, guys.
Chocolate company Cadbury has announced losses of more than 6 million from its cream egg sales after changing its recipe. People do not seem to like them anymore.
Since the 5p charge for carrier bags was introduced in October, more than 5 million bags have been stolen from supermarkets. Outrageous, but kind of funny.
And finally, let's finish up with some Brooklyn Beckham stories. Cue the jingle, Nia. Brooklyn has been seen out and about with hair like Justin Bieber's, where it's floppy on one side.
Channing Tatum has a similar hairstyle now as well. We're not keen, lads. It's a bit too copycat for us. We liked your hairstyles how they were.
Yeah, I saw his hairstyle. It's Brooklyn's new one. It's just, no, it doesn't look very right.
Brooklyn, what you doing?
Hello. You're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
And now it's time for the weekly chocolate giveaway, but this week is still the Dan and Phil Get to Work calendar competition. This is an incredible prize.
To be eligible, firstly, you need to subscribe to us on YouTube and then collect the code words from our four podcasts and rearrange them to form a sentence.
Listen to last week's podcast for the first one.
And this week's code word is...
love.
That's...
love.
Love.
As in L-O-V-E. Just
love.
If you didn't know.
Love. So, shall we play a round of the big bag of random then, Liv?
Go for it, Nia.
Ha ha ha.
Random, and we have 5 minutes to discuss the topics and answer any of the questions inside, and they're pretty random.
Set the timer going then, Liv.
How long is it?
5 minutes.
Ready?
Three, go. Two, one, go. Okay. Favourite band member out of any band? Oh, that's really hard. I think either Patrick Stump, Pete Wentz, Tyler Joseph, Josh Dunn.
Brendan Urie.
Oh, Brendan, yeah, Brendan Urie.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same with me, to be honest.
Yeah, not gonna lie. They're all pretty great.
They are. I've got two there. I've got like three there.
She's got two. I've
got three, actually. Are you a relaxer or an explorer? I'm a relaxer, because I'm lazy.
I'm a bit too lazy.
Same. Sorry.
I was getting a bit too explorey. Okay. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Doing the Nearly Pod, obviously.
Nearly Pod.
And just looking a bit older. Yeah. Still being five at heart.
Looking 5 years older, but hopefully still doing this because we love doing this. We love you guys!
Dan and Phil.
Yes.
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 It literally just says Dan and Phil.
Yeah.
Wait, will it focus?
I love Dan and Phil. They're beautiful.
Yeah, Dan and Phil are like one of my favourite YouTubers. They're not like my ultimate favourite. Like, I have loads of favourites.
I love them.
They're, do love them.
I don't know. I think my ultimate favourites are Dan and Phil and Zoella. And
my ultimate favourites are Dan and Phil, Shane Dawson, Amanda's Chronicles. I don't really like Zoella as much as I like the rest, to be honest. She's not my type.
She's my type.
Of YouTuber.
Best time ever. Does that mean together or
just
ever?
Oh my god, it was like last week when I went to Bath with my school friends and it was great.
But your best time ever?
Yeah. Oh my god. We were like shopping while you were at school in Bath. We went into Lush and we were smelling all the Bath.
Yeah, but didn't you have to go back to school after that?
No. We had the whole day just in Bath.
Oh. If you could just keep one pet, what would it be?
Dog.
Loads of, like,
Wait, it's my turn. I have to do two now. Because you did two, anyway.
It's not a competition, but...
It was. It was just like, you took up two and I have to do one. What's been your favourite year of school so far? Year 9 so far, to be honest. Not gonna lie.
I think mine has probably been Don't Rush. Either year 7 or 8, because I think year 8, because it's just been so fun.
Yeah, and so far it's been really great, because it's like I made loads of new friends, been in new school, made more friends, not been friends with friends who I was friends with, but I made new ones who were great. Just saying. But Nia wasn't there, so it's a bit like, okay.
Yeah, same here. I think maybe, I don't know, yeah, probably year 8 or something, because it's just a bit fun, really.
What makes a perfect day out? Lush. Just going to Lush. Buying all the bath bombs.
Right, I really like the idea of going somewhere with a friend, like maybe going to Bath. I really like going somewhere like Bristol or Bath or somewhere nice, like somewhere where you can go shopping, loads of places. And then I just really like the idea of being independent there and just going random places. Or
yeah, and going to shops.
Yeah, and going to shops and shopping. And I love going clothes shopping, like that's my favourite thing ever. And I love like the idea of maybe going somewhere for food afterwards, for like lunch and then for tea and stuff, then food. And then also, and then have like a sleepover / pamper evening after that, like a lovely...
Yes, we've never had a pamper evening.
We need to have one. We can have one tonight. We got a pamper evening tonight. I'm excited. Are you excited?
Yes.
Yee! Okay, next one. Dogs or cats? Dogs.
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 Dogs. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
Put the thing in the middle, mate. I'm trying to get one where one of us wrote, because they're really funny. Favourite ice cream flavour? Bubblegum.
Oh, no. I like... Either, there was a phase which I went through which I really liked strawberry.
Ooh,
and now strawberry. I like, there was a phase that I went through where I liked vanilla.
Well, what's and your favourite now?
There was a phase that I went through where I liked chocolate. Oh, I don't know, can we answer one more?
Yeah, can we answer one more? Because I like this.
I don't know.
No, I see it. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
I just like pressed on my ear and now I can't hear.
What? Do one more. Go on, lads.
I don't know, really. I quite like, I don't know, praline or something. Oh, I really like the homemade chocolate ice cream that, so in summer we got a ice cream maker and we had chocolate ice cream, I think, and we made it and it had like bits of Nutella and it was the best thing. I loved it. I would make that so many times. What type of movies do you like? I really like chick flicks and horror movies. And
I like horror movies.
I kind of like horror movies. Like I don't. Really like I watch them. I like them.
I don't like chick flicks. They're boring.
Ah, you what, mate? Except what about Mean Girls?
It's just Mean Girls is the only one
that I really like. Chick flicks. They're great. Hello, you're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
Come next week.
I meant to say, I heard that Adele has just become the fastest person ever to reach 1 billion views on YouTube. With the video to her Hello song, she achieved this in just 87 days, while it took Psy much longer with Gangnam Style. It took him 158 days. Congratulations, Adele. It's a nice song and the video has a nice bit of you turning on the cooker.
And did you hear about the woman who bought a homeless man a Big Mac at McDonald's after she spotted him eating tomato ketchup from the dispenser?
Yeah, it turned out that he wasn't homeless at all and was just hungry while waiting for his order.
Oh my gosh. Yes, fast food isn't always that fast. In fact, it can be quite slow at times, can't it?
Yeah, it can.
Yes,
but it's great.
Time for us to go now. Until next week.
I hope you've enjoyed our 15th podcast.
And here is our disclaimer. Thank you for listening to the Nearly Pod.
We are sorry if we've offended you. We didn't mean to. Blah, 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 and so on. You get the idea.
Excuse me, body. Please don't burp when I was just about to say my line. And this is the end of our disclaimer for this week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.
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 Good night.
Bye. 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 Bye.
That was
the Neely Pod. Happy listening.